Elena King from MMR will represent poster number 49. Elena.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here to talk about a comparative descriptive analysis technique that we use to compare subtle differences amongst products that are in a more challenging category. This work was actually done by Alice Baker and my colleagues in the UK sensory team, but I'm here to take all the glory. So we know that consumers are very good at telling you if they like or dislike a product, whether they would purchase it, at what price, whether they would feed it to their dog or their child or both. But they're not very good at telling you why they don't like a product or why they do. That's why we have a descriptive panel of trained panelists who are able to characterize the sensory profile of products using a developed lexicon and language that they're all in consensus agreement with. At MMR, we use a descriptive analysis approach where we have a sample in the set used as an internal calibration. This reference sample is anchored on each of the line scales with the agreed scores from the panel and also presented at the start of each training and profiling day for comparison. But we all know that there are products that are more difficult to differentiate. A lot of them have very subtle, nuanced characters. For example, if you were comparing two butter products that differed very slightly in, say, their formula or an ingredient change, sometimes it's difficult for a traditional descriptive approach to be able to differentiate these products. So we came up with a comparative descriptive analysis method. It's just a subtle change on our current descriptive approach. With the reference sample, instead of only seeing it once at the start of training and profiling for comparison, we actually provide it for tasting before each of the test samples. So it's more of a side-by-side comparison. And this allows the panel to find more subtle differences between products. We put this method to the test. We ran a consumer liking study with two mineral waters, and we found a difference in their preference by consumers, but they were unable to articulate why they liked or disliked the products. When we gave it to the panel using this comparative descriptive analysis approach, we were able to find the sample that was more liked, sample A in pink, was lower in its metallic flavor, bitter taste, and overall strength of flavor. So we were really able to find those subtle nuances between two mineral waters, which we know are very difficult product categories, considering that water is actually used as a palate cleanser, makes it hard to do it as a test product as well. So this method allows us to maximize discrimination amongst challenging product categories. It was very easy for the panel to adopt because it's only a slight variation on our current descriptive method. And the analysis, the results allowed us to compare to the consumer liking scores and determine why one mineral water was liked more than another. Unlike the pivot profile approach, which is more of a consensus language generation, we actually had quantitative data. Had we had more samples, we could have done a PCA plot or correlated the results as well. The only downside is that because you are doing a side-by-side comparison, if you have products with more carryover, it would be more difficult to compare. So please come find me at post number 49, and I'd love to tell you more about the science. Thank you.